Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, when you say it the way he said it, Paul didn't say that. How an intelligent man could say he said it, I don't know. He's either ignorant or dishonest, one of the two. I hate to accuse him of being dishonest. So I can't help how many initials he's got on his end of his name. I guess that PhD meant post hole digger. Because it seems to me that just a common post hole digger would have known more than that. I mean, if he'd ever gone to school enough just to read Baby Ray, he'd know better than that. Amen. Now, how in the world a person could read what I've just read to you and say that Paul took a very dim view of talking with tongues? I can't understand that, because he just got through saying to the Corinthians, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, if you have your Bibles today, I'd like for you to open them with me, please, to the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Here Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. He's writing, you see, to a spirit-filled church. And I want you to notice that here in this 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that he encourages them to follow the practice of praying and speaking with other tongues in their own private prayer lives. Now, he has stated in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians about gifts of the Spirit. And I think that we need to know this, that though all tongues are the same in essence, they're different in purpose and use. For instance, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues, well, the tongue you speak with then is not to give messages in tongues to be interpreted as we think of it in public assembly, but that's to be used in prayer and praise and in worship of God. The Bible does speak of divers kinds of tongues. But of course, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you do not receive divers kinds of tongues. That means different kinds. Once in a while, someone will. But you do not receive different kinds of tongues. That's something that may or may not come later. But you usually just speak. I mean, 999,99,100 out of 1,000, or even better, will just speak in a tongue, not divers kinds, not different kinds, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Now, divers kinds of tongues that's a ministry over there in that area. But the tongue that you speak with, and don't be disturbed if you never receive another one, just use that one. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, is for prayer and for praise and for worship of God. Now, in the scripture here, in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul calls it, or in the King James translation, let's put it this way, the translators inserted the word unknown in there. Now, if you'll notice in connection with this, that the word unknown is always italicized. Now, that means it wasn't, any time you read a word in your Bible that's italicized, that means it wasn't in the original scriptures. But the translators put the word unknown in there, thinking that they would help you to understand this, that this tongue is unknown to you. I mean, you're not speaking a known tongue. It isn't always unknown to someone else, and it isn't, of course, unknown to God. Now, for instance, 1 Corinthians 14:2 said, Paul said, for he that speaketh in an unknown, notice the word unknown, is italicized. In other words, what he actually said was, he that speaketh in a tongue, he that speaketh in a tongue. Now, he didn't say he that speaketh in divers kinds of tongues. He said he, did you notice that? He just said he that speaketh in a tongue. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. for no man understandeth him. Now, when you speak divers kinds of tongues, sometimes men do understand you. Are you listening to me? Because sometimes you'll speak a language known to a human language, see. But here, what he's talking about here in the spirit-filled Christian talking to God, he's inferring here that, well, in fact, he said it. He didn't just infer it, he just said it, that no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Or that is, he speaks divine secrets. Now, in the fourth verse, he said, he that speaketh, and the word unknown is italicized, so I omit it because it was added. It means it's unknown to you. He that speaketh in and tongue edifieth himself. Now, the 14th verse, notice, for if I pray in and the word unknown is italicized again, it's added, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. Now that's with tongues. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Now then notice down in the 18th verse, he said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Now notice the 19th verse. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. The word unknown is italicized. It's added to the Bible. It was not in the original. Never is it in there. Now then, I want you to notice this. Someone said, and it's amazing how that folks who are supposedly educated and learned are so ignorant concerning spiritual things. I was reading a letter recently that I call his name, and I dare say the majority of, well, all preachers and Christian workers would know him. I'd say the majority of you here today would. If you don't, maybe haven't heard him, you've read things from him, from his pen. Because very outstanding Christian minister, you see, here in America. And an individual who was had really come to know the Lord under his ministry. Had in recent time been filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke with other tongues, so they sent him the testimony of their experience. And so I read the letter that he wrote back, or excerpts at least from the letter. I didn't read all of it. I could have read all of it, but she had certain parts of it marked and showed me in our last seminar here. And this fellow said, Paul took our words to this extent. This may not be word for word. You don't understand. It's hard just to quote someone word for word that way. It's something you read. But this is the essence of it, the sense of it, you see. That Paul took a very dim view of speaking with tongues. And that Paul said he'd rather speak 5 words with own understanding, 10,000 words in unknown tongue, or in tongues. Now, when you say it the way he said it, Paul didn't say that. How an intelligent man could say he said it, I don't know. He's either ignorant or dishonest, one of the two. I hate to accuse him of being dishonest. So I can't help how many initials he's got on his end of his name. I guess that PhD meant post hole digger. Because it seems to me that just a common post hole digger would have known more than that. I mean, if he'd ever gone to school enough just to read Baby Ray, he'd know better than that. Amen. Now, how in the world a person could read what I've just read to you and say that Paul took a very dim view of talking with tongues? I can't understand that, because he just got through saying to the Corinthians, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. And if he spoke in tongues more than that Corinthian bunch did, he did a tremendous amount of talking with tongues. Because it seemed that when they came to church, they all wanted to talk at once, doesn't it? You know, he mentioned just Here, if the whole church be come together and all of you speaking with tongues, you know, if someone came in that was unlearned and ignorant, well, they'd think you're mad, you're crazy. You know, and that's all that's going on in the service. Now, I want you to notice something else. Paul did not, as I said now, take a dim view of speaking with tongues. He didn't say, I'd rather speak five words of my own understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. He didn't say that. He said, yet in the church. And when you put yet in the church, that changes the whole complex, doesn't it? Yet in the church, I'd rather do it, he said. Well, then, if that's true, if in the church he'd rather speak five words with his own understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue, then where did he do his speaking with tongues? He must have done it at home, or must have done it in his private prayer life. Isn't that right? Amen. And if he talked in tongues more than that Corinthian bunch did, he must have went to bed talking tongues, got up talking with tongues, and talked in tongues between meals. Praise the Lord. Isn't that right? Now then, notice something else then. Yet in the church I'd rather speak five words of my own understanding than 10,000 words in unknown tongue. Now, why had he rather speak with his own understanding? That by my voice I might teach. You can't teach people with tongue because they don't know what you said. Unless once in a while somebody's there who could understand the tongue you spoke. But the others wouldn't. You see, then, tongues is not for teaching and preaching.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We got some things coming up pretty soon.
Living Faith Conference coming up January the 19th through the 21st. That's in Murrieta, California. That's Sunday through Tuesday at West Coast Life Church with our friends Ray Jean and Beth Wilson.
Yeah, and then we're going to jump up to Sacramento at January 22nd through the 24th, that's Wednesday through Friday, at Calvary Christian Center with Dr. Philip and Brenda Godot.
Yes.
Godot. And, you know, you can go to rhema.org, LFC, and find out all about the information about it, service times and locations and all of that.
Yes.
So we would be glad to see you there. And if you're in the area, or if you know somebody in the area, let them know about it, okay?
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.